Well, elections are going to come after we have had the referendum, and the referendum is likely to come after Parliament has discussed the document of the FEC and all stakeholders conference, which is being looked at as we are talking right now by the principals.
But there are some within your party who are saying that if COPAC continues to delay, it will be prudent to conduct elections under the current constitution. Is this something that has been discussed in the party?
We have not discussed it, but I wouldn't rule out that position. I think if the opposition continues to be obstinate, continue to be stubborn, we will be left with no alternative but to use the current constitution, which is not our wish and our liking. We would like to certainly have this constitutional process concluded, because we have already spent over 3.5 years doing the constitution, and then we stopped that at the last minute. But I'm an optimist, and I'm sure reason will prevail.
Your rivals are saying ZANU-PF actually is to blame for bringing in back the issue of dual citizenship and also the issue of devolution of power, thereby delaying the process.
We are not delaying the process. We merely wanted to make things clearer. The problem with our opposition members is that they don't study. They don't see the implication of the things that they say.